Legend claims that a special chair with a hole was created so a cardinal could reach through and verify the new pope had testicles.
What? That's horrible. I was like, the pope, a fisting chair, kind of?
Sort of, but it was just a whole, like at when the pope would be confirmed, would have to, like, teabag the hole in this chair.
Yeah.
So, like, and apparently, like, the legend includes that the cardinal has to reach through, dangle the ball, like, jiggle the balls, sure. jingle them, and then announce "Deus habet et bene pendentis," meaning he has two and they dangle nicely.
Don't editorialize the quality of the balls if you're going to do this. Just say that they exist.
Yeah, apparently such chairs did exist.
Welcome to the theater, you fool. You love it so.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
He has two balls and they dangle nicely.
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One and this is episode 4674. BFO for Thursday, the 8th of January, 2025, y'all. Coming up on today's Say It With Me,
a little show.
Big Fatty, I listened very carefully, and I did not hear Boston Josh say that. Oh, Big Fatty. Hello, Target marketers. Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope your Thursday is going well. Y'all, you're Target marketers today, because y'all, there's some very good Target marketing going on, because in the mail today, y'all, I received a survey from the McAllister Smith Funeral and Cremation Facility, and they just asking me a survey, and they're gonna, if I complete the survey, they're going to give me absolutely free a final wishes organizer. So, y'all, I guess they're right on the money. Yes, Big Fatty, they can smell the death rattle just around the corner, or smell it or hear it. Well, probably both. Big Fatty. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, that music can only mean one thing. The Ham Map is back in business. Y'all, we had two pins added to the Ham Map, both by the same person. What does he go by on here? Big Fatty, we don't know. Atlanta Gay Geek. Oh, Big Fatty, wonder if he's related to Crooked Hat. I don't know. But evidently, y'all, that's Jeff. You know, I said yesterday that he and EJ should try again or get back in touch with Crooked Hat. And y'all, Jeff did that. He's got his one pin in the Hatlanta area. And then the second one is at his Amazonial campground that he goes to down in Unadilla, Georgia. Oh, Big Fatty, you have to watch out for those Unadillas. You know, you'll hit one on the road. Oh, okay. Well, anyway, and Jeff, are you the one that thought you saw me in that Catlanta?
Miss Kitty and Olive are his friends,
And then there's young Nicholas too. Granny and Durwood are his pals, and he is our Fatty the Pooh. Fatty the Pooh, Fatty the Pooh, that famous podcaster who natters and stuff. He's Fatty the Pooh, Fatty the Pooh, master of that special chair. Fatty the Pooh, Fatty the Pooh, he loves the puppet show with guys who are buff. It's Fatty the Pooh, Fatty the Pooh, showing off his big old pair.
Oh, Big Fatty, we love the Fatty the Pooh music. You put the poo in Fatty. It's true. Let's see. By the way, you know, that was that frequency. You know, he said he was going to start up his little show, or a new little show called Happiness House. Big Fatty, I wonder what happened. Well, maybe they moved into a cabin instead of a house. Oh, yes, Big Fatty. Happiness Cabin. Speaking of not knowing what's going on with something, yo, worried sick? Worried sick, I tell you about. Yo, Patty Bacon, y'all, it was last year. The last time I heard from her was a year ago. Y'all, it was back in 20 and 25. It's been so long since we've heard from Patty Bacon. Yo, worried sick, I tell you. But anyway, moving right along, after I spoke to you yesterday, I hopped in the share, and then I was off to Shady Pines, had supper with my lady friend over there, and y'all, I really wasn't that hungry, and I just had soup. Oh, yes, Big Fatty, the old people love soup. By the way, you know the weather rat always calls out a soup night. Soup. And y'all, I'm watching the TV machine, and y'all, the weather rat was recognized as by the National Weather Association as the national on-air meteorologist or something like that of the whole country. Y'all, who knew? Who knew that he's coming after Big Fatty's gig here? Yes, Big Fatty. Congratulations to Mr. Soup Knight himself, the rat. Yes, Big Fatty. I know Dr. Stone has never seen him. Every time Dr. Stone comes to Charleston, rat's gone. But anyway, y'all, speaking of Dr. Stone, let's do this. Y'all, this is the overture for the Fantastics, or as I call it, the Fantastics. And y'all, Dr. Stone sent me something that, an article that said the Fantastics are being reimagined as a gay love story and is aiming for Broadway. And y'all, Big Fatty was in the Fantastics twice. Once as the girl's father, Louisa, and once as the boy's father, Matt. Well, it's being redone, and in this re-envisioned Fantastics, the central romantic pair are Matt and Louis, reinterpreting the story of allegory of love, the story's allegory of love and reconciliation through the gay lens, the show's original pair of fathers who secretly orchestrate the clandestine love affair between their children, are now mothers. And they're reworking the songs and the dialogue and everything. And y'all, they're bringing it, hopefully, back to Broadway. Yes, Big Fatty! All that to tell you that I had French onion soup at Shady Pines. Y'all, we just move in mysterious ways around here. But y'all got home, watched the news, and it was, you know, it's this on the road kind of stuff, and it's silly is what it is. And y'all, I turned the TV machine off after the Jeopardy. They started that Finding Your Roots again, and y'all, they had that Darren Criss. You know, he was the on the Glee, and he's done lots of other things. He was that serial killer in that other show. I don't remember what it was called, but it's creepy. It's creepy. Ooh, creepy, creepy. Big Fatty, was it the life and times of the Nip? No, wasn't that creepy. slept like a baby, I tell you. And y'all woke up on hump day morning. Had my coffee, had some cheese toast on my pumpernickel bread, read the paper, did my puzzles, and then it was off. I was off on the morning nipple walk, just did Fat Acres, because, y'all, I came back here to the villa, and then I was off. I was off to get Earl Grey washed, and y'all, I took some extra time and did the Wacoming and just got it looking nice on the inside. Yes, because I got to get it looking nice for Granny for next week for the leather weather. It's true. And let's see, what else was I going to say? and then I went to the Von's East. Yes, Big Fatty! Can you hear that? Can you hear that? Yes, Big Fatty, we hear it! We hear it! Y'all, I hit the micro-hoist. Y'all, as I do on hump day, went to the Von's East. The Nip did not go. He was feeling poorly. I just went, didn't get a whole lot, but y'all, not getting a whole lot doesn't mean that I didn't spend a whole lot. It's just crazy. They had two different kinds of barbecue sauce, on sale. I hadn't tried either one of them. One was sugar free and one was some, highly rated, award-winning barbecue sauce, but they were both buy one, get one free, so that's the time to try things like that. Y'all, they had a new brand of potato chips, kettle chips, and y'all, these were malt vinegar and sea salt, so I thought, well, I'll try that. Y'all, they had the fabric softener, buy one, get one free. They had the laundry detergent that I used, buy one, get one free. So I got two of the fabric softener and one of the detergent. Y'all picked up some NyQuil caplets for the Nip. He had asked me to get those. Y'all, they had a new brand of chicken tenders. These were the Southern style, whatever that means. And they were buy one, get one free. So I got a bag of those. I thought I'd cook up some of those and maybe dip it in that barbecue sauce or cut them up and put them on a solid. And y'all, speaking of solids, I picked up a couple of bags of the Italian balsamic solid kits. They were on sale. Y'all, they had the Von's East Panino. It's the mozzarella wrapped in the prosciutto. They were two for on sale. And, y'all, they had some. I had a coupon for some Simply Organic or something like that brand of seasoning. And, y'all, this one was everything sweet and smoky. And, y'all, I read the ingredient panel, and I said, you know, that sounds like it would be good on some chicken or something like that. So I got a jar of that. Normally I wouldn't get that, but I had the coupon. It was about to expire. Y'all, they had the Von's East fancy sharp cheddar cheese on sale. So I got a couple of bags of that. Make me some more sausage balls. Y'all have spent $62.58, but I say $42.63. And y'all, I got back here to the villa and filled the larder. And then, y'all, I opened up one of those bag solids and cooked me up some of those chicken, Southern-style chicken tenders. And I, what did I do? I ate it. Yes, Big Fatty, that's what you did. You ate it. Y'all, it just gets worse. And then I, what did I do? Oh, and y'all, I watched another episode of The Linoleum. Y'all, it is such a good show. Then I decided that I was going to get out and get a little more nipple walking in. So I did just the inner loop and a little extra here in Fat Acres. And y'all, I came back here, y'all. I came back here, and all of a sudden, I'm hearing. And y'all, it was this young 20 something year old guy, and he's like, you know, sending me the taps, and he sent me his pictures, and y'all, I sent my pictures back, and y'all, he looked real familiar, I said, you know, I think that's the guy that was here about a year ago that was traveling with the bull riding show that's going through. And, y'all, I looked, and it's the bull riding show is this weekend at the Coliseum. Oh, yes, Big Fatty, the BFO is the bull riding or the bull listening. Well, anyway, and he remembered Big Fatty, and, y'all, who knows? We may have what am I trying to say? Big Fatty, we don't know. We may have a chance to announce. Well, you know, who knows what we'll have time to do. But y'all, it was lovely. It was just lovely. And let's see, here I am recording the little show, and y'all, by the way, well, I told you about that. Y'all, you know, the Hollywood Squares was starting its second season. Y'all, I don't like this version of the Hollywood Squares, but I did. They had a thing on the Miss Gayle King show this morning that showed that Tom Bergeron, you know, he was the host with that Whoopi Goldberg. Y'all, he's going to be on the show. And y'all, that pretty much has been my day. Oh, dear gussie, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely Thursday. Y'all, don't know if I've mentioned this or not, but y'all, young Jonathan. Young Jonathan is moving to New York City. New York City! And y'all, there's going to be a little going away supper for him at his house. Fright Day nights we won't be having Fright Day at Fatty's this week nor next week, because, you know, that's weather. Yes, Big Fatty. Boston Josh better get on the ball to get there. It's true. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the kids from over there at the Gayish, and Mike, is there anything you remember most of when you met Big Fatty?
He has two balls, and they dangle nicely.
Oh, thank you. You're just such a sweet talker. Yes,
you can leave a comment on the secure website at bigfattyonline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com. Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And leave a message or just natter with the fat one and poodle.
Yes!
This show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.